We begin in the Arctic, where the administration has granted approval for underwater drilling of gas and oil by Shell Oil. Shell has sought for years to drill in the Chukchi Sea. It's believed to hold major reserves of oil and gas, but has long been considered one of the most dangerous places in the world to drill, with its icy waters, frequent storms, and low visibility. The closest Coast Guard station is more than 1,000 miles away. Susan Murray is Deputy Vice President of the Pacific for the environmental advocacy organization Oceana, which is based in Washington, D.C., but she is speaking to us from Juneau, Alaska. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Now, let's just say you are a skeptic of any drilling in the Arctic. Is that correct to say regarding the position of your organization?
We are skeptical about offshore drilling in the U.S. Arctic as it stands right now with the infrastructure that's available and the technology that exists, or actually more relevantly, doesn't exist for cleaning up oil in icy water.
And Shell has come at this a couple of times. In 2012, they tried to start a drilling project. Can you describe what happened then?
Yes, in 2012, Shell went to the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. They were permitted to drill top holes, which are shallow beginnings of wells. They were not allowed to drill into hydrocarbon-bearing zones because they did not have the proven safety equipment to do that. And throughout the course of the season, they learned how severe it can be to work in Alaskan waters and Alaska weather. In the end of the drilling season, they had two vessels, the Discoverer and the Kulluk, that were used for their drilling operations, both of which had to be dry towed to Asia. The Kulluk was scrapped, and the Discoverer had a major overhaul to the boat because of damage that was done to it in Arctic waters. They simply were not prepared to operate up here.
Do you have any reason to believe that they are prepared now, 3 years later?
There has been no change that we have seen. The safety equipment that they are saying would protect us in the case of a major spill, they have tested in the calm waters of Puget Sound off of Washington. They have not tested it in Arctic conditions. And what we would hope that they would have learned by the 2012 season is that the Arctic is an entirely different scenario from other places where they may have tried offshore drilling.
But just to be clear, the position of your organization is there's probably nothing that Shell could do to reassure you to the point where you would support their drilling in the Arctic, correct?
At this point, there is nothing that Shell could do us to reassure us of that. As long as there is sea ice present, which there still is now, there's nothing that any company could do to mitigate that threat. In 2012, when Shell connected to the seafloor in the Chukchi Sea, within 24 hours, they had to move their drill rig, disconnect and move, because an ice sheet the size of Manhattan came floating in. And that's a force that no one can reckon with.
And what are you doing to combat this, or to at least get the message out that you're opposed to this?
Well, we have done a series of things over the years, including litigation and advocacy. And more recently, we've been looking into the financial side of this from the investment side. Is it a good investment on the part of Shell to keep putting money into the Arctic? They, by their own reports, have spent more than $6 billion on this endeavor right now, and they still haven't successfully completed one well. If you are an investor in Shell, there's a reason to question whether that's a good use of the assets of the corporation.
And with oil prices around $50 a barrel, it's even more questionable of an investment.
That's correct. And not only that, with what we know from the Deepwater Horizon spill, there's now some tangible price tags put on what a disastrous spill could cost. And is the company prepared to pay that kind of cost? And have they let their shareholders know that that's the kind of risk that they could be incurring going to the Arctic? According to the Department of the Interior, in their own environmental impact statement on Lease Sale 193, which would be the lease in the Chukchi Sea that Shell would be drilling on, over the course of time of drilling, of exploration and production, there's a 75% chance of a major oil spill. That's a huge risk to be taking anywhere, but particularly in a place that has very limited infrastructure, is incredibly remote, and for 6 months of the year is in almost complete darkness and covered with sea ice.
Susan Murray, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Susan Murray, Deputy Vice President of the Pacific for the environmental advocacy organization Oceana. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.